Jock, you just completed the cross-country course. Talk me through it.
It was good. My horse was very honest and jumped all the jumps. And I felt we went fast, but obviously not fast enough. I was, about 40 seconds over time, which is not great for that horse. And I think I might have given it away, but we'll see what happens tomorrow.
We always knew that timings were going to be crucial, though, didn't we?
Yeah, it was. And my plan was, watching some of the other horses, I think they set out a bit too fast. And then they ran out of horse on the way home. I didn't want to get to the position where I was chasing a tired horse home. And of course, it's going to be inevitable, but you can choose how tired your horse is. And so I was careful in the beginning, a little bit to start off with, just wanted to settle him in and not waste too much energy. And maybe I should have just cut a few extra lines in the beginning, but certainly on the way home, I couldn't have been any faster.
Any combinations in particular that were really challenging out there?
Every combination I thought was challenging. I mean, the one in the main arena was not challenging. It was a chance for you to settle your horse in. But after that, it was go time. It was really difficult the whole way around.
And what about the ground? What were the conditions like?
Perfect.
While you have time to reflect on this, moving forward to the show jumping phase, is this one that the Promise likes?
I've jumped him here twice in the show jumping. Both times he's had a rail down. I don't think if I'm still in the winner's circle tomorrow, I don't think I'll be able to afford to have a rail down after my time faults today. But he's a good horse. I'd choose him to show jump on.